cattle futures gained some traction on Monday. Despite increased beef production this year, more expected exports and fewer imports point to a decline in per capita beef consumption domestically. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of April. Cattle futures bounced back on Monday as traders retrenched for the new quarter. There was chatter that optimism about spring consumer beef demand provided the lift. Could be, but nothing changed on the fundamental front since Friday. For feeder cattle, the bearish crops reports on Friday likely provided some support. Live cattle futures closed an average of 46 cents higher. Since setting a new record March 22nd, open interest declined 15,515 contracts to 439,234 on Friday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.27 higher across the back half of the board and an average of 33 cents higher through the front. Corn futures closed 4 to 5 cents higher through September of 20 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, rebounding from the hard dive Friday. Soybean futures closed 8 to 11 cents higher, helped by late week reports of a buy from China. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 80 cents higher Monday afternoon at $226.84 a hundredweight. Select was 44 cents higher at $219.33. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, feeder steers were trading mostly $2 to $4 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 8,000 head on offer. There were instances of $8 higher for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers were selling $1 to $3 higher. Steer calves were trading $1 to $3 higher, while heifer calves were selling $4 to $7 higher. Steer and heifer calves and yearlings sold steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 5,600 and 54 head. Finally, steers weighing less than 750 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Steers weighing more than 750 sold $1 to $3 lower, with instances of $5 lower. Feeder heifers sold steady to $3 lower. There are 3,430 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Monday, with popular analysis attributing the gains to positive manufacturing data from both the U.S. and China, damping concerns about economic growth in those countries, at least for the day. The closely watched Institute for Supply Management Purchasing Managers Index was 55.3% for March, increasing 1.1% month to month. According to Timothy Fiore, chair of the ISM Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, comments from the panel reflect continued expanding business strength, supported by gains in new orders and employment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 329 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 32 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 99 points. Based on estimates and analysis by the Livestock Marketing Information Center and Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, Peel says total U.S. meat production this year is currently projected to reach another record level at 103.3 billion pounds, up 1.3% year over year. However, he says, per capita meat consumption may decrease slightly due to improved meat trade, projected decreases in meat imports, and projected increases in meat exports, along with normal population growth. Peel points out 2004 was the record year for per capita domestic meat consumption at 221.9 pounds. He explains that year the population was fewer, meat imports were higher, and meat exports were less than half of current levels. So, per capita consumption increased that year despite lower total meat production of 85.1 billion pounds, which was 17.6% less than today. Beef production this year is projected at 27.2 billion pounds, about 1.1% more than last year. Peel explains weather impacts are holding carcass weights well below year-ago levels so far this year, and annual average carcass weights are projected to only increase slightly year-over-year. Cattle slaughter is projected to increase about 1% year-over-year, with an expected decrease in beef imports and the expected increase in beef exports. Peel says per capita beef consumption is expected to decrease to 56.8 pounds on a retail basis, down from 57.1 pounds last year. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 2nd of April. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.